We go now to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline to welcome Hector Jimenez, an Austin FC player. He is a defender for Austin FC, wears the number 16. Hector, thanks so much for the time today. How you doing, man?
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me. Just enjoying a little bit of the Masters and a little bit of this beautiful weather outside.
No doubt about that. Now, you guys have played a couple of preseason matches so far, a couple of losses, including a heartbreaker last night to FC Dallas in PKs. Despite the losses, though, how do you feel the team has played over the first two matches this week?
We've done well, man. And you know, every expansion team like we are brings its challenges, but we're still learning and implementing our system. We've done well. Obviously, those are losses, but there's a lot of good in them. So we try and work on those things, and we'll learn from the stuff that we didn't do very well. But overall, I'm very pleased. You know, we've been together for about, you know, 5-6 weeks now, so that's a challenge in itself. But overall, we're doing well, man. We're super excited. You know, our season gets underway in about 9 days. We open up in LA against LAFC, and then we'll be on the road for our first 8 games before we can come home and play in front of our fans here at Q2 Stadium.
Should be a lot of fun. Hector, you said 5 or 6 weeks y'all have been together. How has the team chemistry been? I mean, that's a pretty quick time to try and gel together. And how much better do you think you guys can get because it's been such a short time?
I mean, we're gelling. It takes us time. You know, we've known of each other just because we've been around the league for some years now, but playing with each other now, it takes a while, man. It takes a while to figure out everyone's tendencies, to get to know each other on and off the field. So definitely, man, it's something that we're going to continue to work on, and throughout the year, I'm sure it's going to get better and we're going to improve.
Hector, I'm sure you know the roster as well as anybody. Who are some of the expected standout performers this year for the Austin FC?
We have a lot of quality in our team. We have, you know, someone like Cecilio Dominguez, who's coming from Paraguay, Rodney Redes, Tosa Pochettino, Alex Ring. We have a lot of guys who've been around the league and who've played, you know, all over the world with a lot of experience. So it's a team sport, man, and we got to go out there, win games, and hope for the best.
Defender Hector Jimenez joining the triple option with RBKD, talking Austin FC. Hector, what's your excitement level for Austin FC? Not only the team itself, but, you know, being a part of an expansion franchise, an expansion club, that has to be fun and a kind of a unique experience. But also just being in Austin, you know, being a part of this community that seems to love and embrace soccer so much. And it feels like Central Texas is really taking a loving to this team, despite the fact that you guys have not played a regular season match just yet. You know, what's sort of your excitement level for being a part of this whole experience? And, you know, how have you encountered fans and their excitement while you've been here in Austin?
Super excited, man. I've actually met some of our fans, and they seem super excited. They've been, you know, setting this whole cheering section for some time now. I'm a West Coast kid, so, and I was in Columbus for 7 years, so I love Texas. Me and my wife and my four-month-old son, we're enjoying the weather here. So, yeah, man, super excited. Just very happy to be here. Like you said, man, it's an expansion team, and it's definitely going to bring its challenges. It's our first year. It'll be our first game. You know, so what I love the most is it's the only professional sport here in Austin, so hopefully we can get our fans behind us, you know, and everyone around the city to support, you know, Austin FC and come to the stadium and check out some games and fall in love with the sport a lot more.
A lot of excitement in the city for you guys and in this product. You know, you watch the World Cup, different styles can actually win the whole thing. What kind of style of soccer do y'all play?
Base, man. We want the ball. We want the opponent to come chase. And we try to exploit the opponent's weakness and every opponent brings a different challenge every week. You know, we watch a lot of video. But for the most part, man, we got a very talented roster. And like I said, man, we're just very excited for our first game in 9 days in LAFC. We'll be on the road for 8 games, and hopefully we can get some results before coming home and opening our stadium.
Hey, Hector, speaking of the stadium, I mean, I'm not sure how many of the MLS stadiums you've got a chance to go to, but I'm sure you've been to enough of them. You've seen the Q2 Stadium. What do you put it in terms of comparing it to the other league stadiums and the facilities that now the Austin FC have?
Absolutely, man. I've been a lot of stadiums, and I've been to all parts of the world. It's a world class stadium. Even our training facility, it's meant for us to. We have everything that we need. So all we got to do, win games, go out there. And make our fans proud.
Austin FC defender Hector Jimenez joining the Triple Option with RBKD. Hector, you've won 3 MLS Cups during your professional career, including last year with the Columbus Crew. Is there a characteristic or a trait that all three of those teams had? And do you feel like this roster, from what you've seen, has a chance to really compete for big things in year one?
I've been fortunate to be around talented teams, very talented teams, and Austin FC, it's the same. I don't see it any different. Every season brings its challenges. It's a long season. There'll be tough times throughout the year. For us, most importantly, is to try and make the playoffs. Once you make the playoffs, anything can happen. Being an expansion team, and there's other, expansion teams in the last couple of years who set the standard pretty high. So mm-hmm. Our priority is to perform well, try and make the playoffs, and go from there. Anything can happen once you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, not to bring your age into this conversation, Hector, but you are one of the elder statesmen on this Austin FC club. It's you and Matt Beisler.
Yeah.
You are the two.
You don't need to rub it in, BK.
I'm very aware.
My question is, it's a new team, right? It's a new club. So normally, if you're on a club for a long time, you kind of know who the leaders are. Because guys have been together for a couple of years and they're sort of established roles within a club. For you, do you and Matt, do you guys kind of feel like you need to be the leaders for this team since you guys have had the longest and most storied, I'll give you that compliment, most storied, most accomplished careers in pro soccer?
So, man, there's guys who, been a part of the World Cup, have played for their national teams who have been leaders for their teams or other club teams. We just try to be a voice and try to help as many people as we can, because you also have the language barrier. I'm fluent in Spanish, so I can help, the guys on and off the field with the Spanish, with the English. So part of that is just, helping and making everybody feel comfortable. And like you said, me and Beisler are some of the older guys, but everyone's helping each other and everyone's playing their, a part in making this a year, a very good year for us.
Austin FC defender Hector Jimenez joining the Triple Option with RBKD here on the Horn. Last question for you, Hector. I've heard you talk about your childhood a time or two in previous interviews. You mentioned that you're from Los Angeles. And from what I understand, you grew up in a pretty rough area of Los Angeles. Can you tell us about your childhood a little bit and how you and your family were able to use soccer as a way to make life easier for you growing up?
Yeah, I was a city boy, didn't have much going on besides soccer, to be honest with you. My dad was the one to introduce soccer to me. From that, I started to get noticed from travel teams. I ended up in a travel team, did that for about 5-6 years to the age of 15-16. I got noticed by the U-17 national team coach, which I lived in Florida. The U-17 national team is a process of 2 years usually that leads up to the World Cup for the U-17s. Obviously, unfortunately, not to go to the World Cup, but from that, I was able to get a full scholarship to the University of Berkeley, where I played 4 years. And after those 4 years, I had the luck of being drafted by my hometown team, which was the LA Galaxy, and that what started my professional career. This is my 11th year, and I've never taken a year for granted, man. I love what I do, and I'm happy to be doing it still.
That's awesome. What a great story.
Yeah,
great love story. That. Love that. Thanks so much for telling that story, Hector. Thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate you joining us for a few minutes today. Best of luck to you in the final preseason match this weekend. And, of course, the season opener coming up 9 days from now. Best of luck, man.
Thanks, Hector.
Hector Jimenez, defender for Austin FC, wears number 16.
He was cool.